Done with it.
Nanny Ogg passed her another bag.
Have a humbug, she said.
Silence again filled the makeshift theatre, except for the hesitant voices of the actors, who kept glancing at the bristling figure of Granny Weatherwax, and the sucking sounds of a couple of boiled humbugs being relentlessly churned from cheek to cheek. Then Granny said, in a piercing voice that made one actor drop his wooden sword,
"There's a man over on the side there whispering to them."
"He's a prompter," said McGrath. "He tells them what to say."
"Don't they know?"
"I think they're forgetting," said McGrath sourly, "for some reason." Granny nudged Nanny Ogg.
"What's going on now?" she said. "Where are all them kings and people up there?"
"It's a banquet, see," said Nanny Ogg authoritatively. "Because the dead king, him in the boots as was, only now if you look you'll see he's pretending to be a soldier, and everyone's making speeches about how good he was, and wondering who killed him."
"Are they?"
said Granny grimly. She cast her eyes along the cast looking for the murderer. She was making up her mind. Then she stood up, her black shawl billowing around her like the wings of an avenging angel, come to rid the world of all that was foolishness and pretense and artifice and sham. She seemed somehow a lot bigger than normal. She pointed an angry finger at the guilty party.
"He done it,"
she shouted triumphantly.
"We all seed him. He done it with a dagger."
The audience filed out, contented. It had been a good play on the whole, they decided, although not very easy to follow. But it had been a jolly good laugh when all the kings had run off, and the woman in black had jumped up and did all the shouting. That alone had been well worth the halfpenny admission. The three witches sat alone on the edge of the stage.
"I wonder how they get all them kings and lords to come here and do this,"
said Granny, totally unabashed.
"I'd have thought they'd have been too busy ruling and similar."
"No," said McGrath wearily. "I still don't think you quite understand."
"Well, I'm going to get to the bottom of it,"
snapped Granny. She got back on the stage and pulled aside the sacking curtains.
"You," she shouted, "you're dead."
The luckless former corpse, who was eating a ham sandwich to calm his nerves, fell backwards off his stool. Granny kicked a bush. Her boot went right through it.
"See,"
she said to the world in general in a strangely satisfied voice.
"Nothing's real. It's all just paint and sticks and paper at the back."
End of CD 1.